Mark and Tom, the travel and entertainment guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, always here to make you a smarter and, in many cases, a safer traveler. Thanks for joining us. Our special guest today that Mark has rounded up is Christina Tunna. She is the GM with a company called World Nomads. Mark, tell me how you ran across Christina and what we're going to talk about today.
Hey, Christina, you can probably fill us in on this. It appears as though a lot of young people, a lot of destinations that are popular in during spring break, places like Mexico and Jamaica and Bahamas and stuff like that, some of these places right now in time are not the safest places to visit. And it appears as though a lot of our soon-to-be vacationing young friends are not maybe paying attention to some of the warnings here. And not only does that put them in jeopardy, but also their dollars in jeopardy. So please tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you're right. These destinations have been seeing an increase in reported violent crimes or petty theft. And so it really is important that the traveler, whether they be a young person on a college spring break or even families heading to these destinations, that they just keep their wits about them. And I like to really summarize it into three simple words. Situational awareness, well, that's two words, but just be aware of your surroundings. Avoid those areas where some of these activities might be reported to be happening. And the third word is depart. If you're sensing that something is not right or potentially dangerous, depart from that area.
So what you're kind of sort of hinting at here is, Christina, is that if you're going someplace to just be on a nonstop party, your watch is going to be down. You may not be noticing things that you would otherwise notice because you went someplace just to have a good time. And do you have any specific ideas, anything that we can share with our people? I mean, you've talked about situational awareness here. Know what's going on around you. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Absolutely. And this applies to any type of traveler going to these destinations. Leave your bling at home. Do not bring your most expensive clothes or jewelry or gear or tech. You put yourself at great risk of being targeted. And particularly if you're going out and about and doing some adventure activities such as water sports or just flopping on the beach, keep that to a minimum. Just bring a very simple bag, a towel, and your hotel key. Let people know, whether it be the front desk or other travelers that you're with and maybe doing something separate from them, let them know what you're doing that day so that they're aware of where you're going, but also when to expect you back. And if you are going to be doing adventures outside of your resort, make sure that you try and book that transportation through the hotel where they have vetted those drivers or those operators who might be offering these types of off-piste adventures. And more than anything, I was just going to say, you know, a lot of young people, as well as older people like us, we do like the odd drink. But just be mindful that, you know, sometimes drinks can be spiked or in some countries they are unregulated alcohol, so it could be tarnished. So be very careful about what you drink.
Yeah. Would you recommend, and if you have the opportunity, and I would imagine you would, to provide your own adult beverages or beverages, period, wherever you might be, if you can?
Yeah, some families or kids might get an apartment, an Airbnb, or have a refrigerator in their hotel room. So, you know, go to the supermarket, and that could be a way to stock up on stuff, quite possibly. Or if that's not an option, and you're ordering a beer from a bar, try and make sure that they open that bottle in front of you so that there is no opportunity for anything untoward to be slipped in there. And also, just speaking on being aware, if you're intoxicated or under the influence of other medications or drugs, you are not putting yourself in this situation that keeps you safe. And if something does happen to you, insurance typically does not cover you if you are under the influence.
Christina, are there any top three, top five places right now that you would tell people just to avoid altogether?
Well, you know, that's a hard one because the situation changes all the time, right? A lot of these destinations Yep. and resorts are putting on extra forces or protection. So, for example, in Tulum, they have the National Guard station there in Cabo. They've got security at the marina where some of these situations have spikes, so they're putting extra security. In Cancun, they have lifeguards now to sort of help with natural dangers such as riptides. So it does move all the time, so it's hard to kind of pinpoint one place and then know that a week later they've actually kind of cleaned up their act and are putting on precautionary measures.
Christina, great information there. I mean, really, what you're saying applies, a lot of it applies to people who travel just about anywhere. Situational awareness and stuff like that. Before we let you go, your company, World Nomads, has a way for people to be able to protect. This is very common. I'm a tour operator. It's very common in my industry. Most people will take cancellation protection because they're older folks. When they're going on a long distance tour where there might be a serious loss if they couldn't go at the last minute. Younger people, maybe not so much, but point out to them what is your product and why it might be worth considering.
Well, we're World Nomads, and we have been protecting travelers of all ages, but we started with this youth demographic. We've been doing it for 20 years, so it is reasonably priced. There's good value in there, depending on your duration. It can be as little as $53 for a trip. Again, it depends on how long you're going for. But we do offer really well-priced, affordable protection for young travelers to make sure that they're adding that to their budget for wherever they might be going so that they can be that much extra safe when they do go on their trips.
What does your $53 get you, Christina?
Our policies are what we call bundled. So it would cover trip cancellation, trip interruption, your bags, medical emergencies. Obviously, the limits will vary depending on which plan you get, but that is sort of a bundled offering that protects your person, your stuff, and your investment in your trip. That's sort of the three broad categories that a bundled plan would cover.
So if you're considering or you've already scheduled a spring trip of some type of in the category that we're talking about, at TravelGuysRadio.com, you will find a link to World Nomads. My suggestion to you is that you take the 10 minutes or 15 minutes and go there and check out what they have to offer. You might not decide that it's an appropriate add-on for this particular trip, but it would be something to be aware of for future adventures. So, Christina, thank you very much. Some great tips there and a way to be able to protect your investment if you need to. Be well. We'll talk to you again on the Travel Guys.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a good spring break.